AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's lightning counteroffensive has pushed Russian forces back to the border in the country's northeast. The military says it's freed more than 20 settlements in 24 hours. But Russian attacks continue. Nikopol has been a regular target in recent weeks across a river from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
The situation is untenable.
International Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi.
And we see that one day we repair one line only to see it go down the next day and to wonder what is going to happen.
He says the warring sides must agree to a nuclear protection zone.
I wonder what arguments could be raised.
The last operational reactor in the plant has been shut down in hopes of avoiding a disaster. A former member of Afghanistan's parliament, Naheed Farid, says the country's Taliban rulers are engaged in a systematic denial of women's rights, akin to that once used in South Africa.
A gender apartheid, clearly a gender apartheid. I'm not the first to say that, but the inaction of the international community and decision makers at large makes it important for all of us to repeat this.
In this country, with midterm elections approaching, Sagar Meghani reports President Biden has been editing himself.
For months, the president commonly talked about families at the kitchen table struggling with high prices.
I know times are tough.
But as the elections that'll decide congressional control approach, he shifted the focus from pain to progress, like today in Boston.
The American people should have confidence that we're on the right track.
The president's also spent more time celebrating legislative wins and going after what he calls ultra-MAGA Republicans.
Democracy is really at stake.
The GOP is trying to keep the focus squarely on the economic pain it says Biden and Democrats keep inflicting on Americans. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New August inflation numbers are due out tomorrow. This is AP News. Scotland has been saying goodbye to Queen Elizabeth. Here's Ed Donoghue.
King Charles accompanied his late mother's coffin on an emotion-charged procession through the historic heart of Edinburgh. Rosamund Allen felt sorry for the royal family itself to be on show.
I really hope and pray they can get something out of today and have a chance to mourn themselves. They were very kind to allow us to be part of their sadness.
From the procession, a memorial service at St. Giles Cathedral. Ian Greenshields is Church of Scotland moderator.
Today we mourn her passing, but we also celebrate the long and happy reign that we experienced with her.
Prince Charles received condolences from the Scottish Parliament.
I take up my new duties with thankfulness for all that Scotland has given me.
The Queen's coffin is at the cathedral for the public to pay their respects. I'm Ed Donoghue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.